Hello, and welcome to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is Greg Haisley. Greg, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Awesome. My name is Greg Haisley. I am a junior music education major here at SEMO. I'm here today to talk about the orchestra concert. We're playing Mahler 1, which is a very commonly known as the Titan Symphony, which is really cool. And we're playing a Beethoven triple concerto, and our conductor emeritus, Dr. Edgerton, is coming in to conduct that, which is awesome. She retired after my freshman year, so I got to work with her once. So it's really exciting to see her come back. And Dr. Hopkins and Professor Dove are both playing on that. So it'll be a really big kind of reunion of all of the string professors we've had here. And it's really exciting to see her come back and work with us again. So
that's great to hear. You've told me a little bit about the pieces. What instrument do you play on some of those things?
Yes, I play tuba. So unfortunately, I actually don't get to play on the Beethoven piece because Beethoven didn't write for tuba. The tuba didn't exist at that time. But I do have a pretty predominant part in Mahler 1. I don't play all the time. In the third movement, it's the funeral march movement, but it starts with three solos. I take the third solo. We're playing Frère Jacques, or I think Brother Jacob is the American translation. A lot of kids sang in school and stuff. I have a rendition of that solo, and the theme gets brought back deep into the fourth movement, and the whole time it's very somber, but just very powerful. I don't play the melody very often, but a lot of just like supporting sound, low foundation of just like a lot of low notes, a lot of really hold down the sound. It's like almost more heard than felt sometimes, but very cool addition.
Awesome. That does really contrast with the typical tuba sound, which yes. is what you're thinking of, like Sousa marches.
Yep. And almost the exact opposite. There it's very flashy and visual, but here it's all just, you know, very somber, very, I mean, there's loud stuff, but it's never like loud as the main melody loud. It's very loud as the hold up the entire orchestra loud, which is really awesome.
Very supporting.
Yeah, definitely.
What's been your favorite part so far preparing for this concert?
We've been reading through the Mahler 1 so far, and it's been really exciting. I've listened to it before, and I'm pretty familiar with the piece, but getting to sit down with the full ensemble and watch it come together and hear the melodies. It's a piece that a lot of people couldn't tell you that they're like, oh, I don't know Mahler 1. But then you sit down and listen to it and you go, I recognize that. I recognize that. The first time I listened to it again recently on a drive and I was listening to it, I feel like I've probably heard this a little Einstein. It's like a lot of this is like,
yeah,
that was my childhood and growing up with this music. It's incredibly popular. Mahler 1 is one of the, you know, great pieces in the world. And it's very familiar, although you might not know it. When you listen to it, you go, oh, obviously I know this. This is awesome. So it's very much that familiar, although you don't know it. Mm-hmm. And so we're like playing this and the fourth movement starts and it's immediately familiar to me. And it's like, oh, of course I know this. And then I get to play snippets of that. But like hearing the violins play it and all the solos and flute and oboe and all of these, just like we have E-flat clarinet, A clarinet and B-flat and bass clarinet. So like hearing all of this and how it like combines together our wonderful horn section. I think there's going to be 8 of them on the concert.
Oh my.
So just like these big, boisterous, beautiful melodies and all this stuff, like coming together and getting to sit in the rehearsal and put all that together. It's been super awesome. And like, you know, the trumpets have great stuff and like combining the pieces. It's like a big puzzle. And then at the end, you know, we have Mahler 1 and that's, you know, that's the concert. So
from what I've heard, your ensemble recently went to Cincinnati.
That was a different ensemble. That was the Wind Symphony. Thankfully, I'm fortunate enough to play in both the orchestra and the Wind Symphony. The orchestra only has one tuba spot. The Wind Symphony has 3 tuba spots. So I'm one of 3 in the Wind Symphony. But we did just travel. We went on tour and played in Music Hall in Cincinnati, Ohio, which is a gorgeous hall. A lot of very rich wind band history and just like orchestral history. The Cincinnati Symphony plays there, obviously. Actually, I believe Mahler played in that hall, and Stravinsky and all of these big names that I could list them all and you'd probably recognize half of them. But it's just a lot of like really rich history there too. So actually it's really cool that we just got to go there and experience that and now bring back that history and play it in, you know, Cape Girardeau, Missouri. So
bring it
really
to your sound.
Yeah.
That's really cool. This concert, is it part of the sort of band's finale?
Yeah, this will be our last concert this season, our last large orchestra concert this season in terms of, you know, timing-wise. And then I don't think I can spoil. I think I know some of what we're playing next semester. I don't know if it's been public yet, but we're playing some really exciting stuff next semester.
Exciting. I don't have any more questions for you, but I do always open up the floor to my guests. Is there anything you'd like to mention about being part of these ensembles or anything about your experiences so far?
Me personally, I've gotten to play an orchestra. Not every semester I've been here, but a lot of them on tuba. And it has been one of the most rewarding experiences in my high school, around here there's a few, but there are very few opportunities to play in a professional orchestra like this. And this is not just a collegiate, like we open it up to the community. So it is a professional orchestra. We bring a lot of professional players. So getting to sit in this and experience the rehearsal process and playing professional concerts in a gorgeous hall that we have at Bedell, getting to experience that has just been awesome. I've been very thankful that I've been a part of this. I've gotten to watch the ensemble grow. I've gotten to play with Dr. Edgerton, and now she's retired and coming back. And I believe it's for her 25th anniversary of her like starting this orchestra this year. That's why she's coming back and doing this with us. And I'm very excited. I don't get to play, but I'm almost more excited to get to watch her again and kind of relive those memories of my freshman year. I was, you know, just a little kid here. I've seen the ensemble grow a bunch, and I've gotten to be a part of that growth, and that's been super exciting. I mean, playing tuba at SEMO has always been a great experience. I'm very happy that this is something I'm able to do with my life, and the Wind Symphony and the orchestra and the marching band, all of them have been great experiences. Lots of good things going on here, and I'm very happy to be a part of that and watch the growth and be part of that growth especially.
Awesome. Thank you again so much for coming in the studio with me.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.